It's Friday, time to check in with Christopher Arns, Managing Editor of Digital News for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Good morning, Steve.
Sacramento's train station downtown on I and 5th Streets could be getting some new shops when the building reopens this year. The city wants to lease roughly a third of the building and is looking for development ideas. What do they have in mind?
Well, the city wants to include new office, dining, and bar options in the train station, including lounge and patio areas that would include views of the new arena and also the rail yard. Plans also call for a cafe outside the building, and you know, this is really significant because whatever they get will be the first non-rail tenants at the station in 45 years. It's already the seventh busiest Amtrak station in the country, but it's going to get a lot busier in coming years because the station is right between the rail yard, which is one of the largest urban redevelopment projects in the country, and the arena district, which is, of course, undergoing a huge renaissance. Development proposals for the station are due next month, and a city panel will then review them to decide, you know, which ones they think make the cut for the station.
When would these businesses open?
It's kind of unclear at this point because, you know, we haven't seen any formal proposals yet, but a property agent for the city says that he's gotten some tentative interest, and judging by what he has seen, it sounds like new tenants could be in the station as soon as next year.
A popular Placer County brewery might be opening a new location in Midtown Sacramento. Christopher, I like beer, but really, another brewery?
I like beer as well, and indeed, you know, this is one that seems like it's coming to 26th Street near the current site of B Street Theater. It's from the proprietors of Black Vinyl Ale Project, which is a Rockland brewery. They also run Bone Shaker Public House, which is a pub in Rockland. They wouldn't comment on their exact plans, but we did a little bit of digging, and according to public records, the owners filed a beer manufacturer's license and a wine grower license at that site on 26th Street. You know, as you alluded to, it does seem like a new brewery opens in the Sacramento area just about every week, and you know, you're not wrong. We track state data, and it showed a 150% increase in beer production in the local four-county area between November 2014 and September 2015, which is that's the range that we had to use because there's a lag in data from the state. So that number might even be higher at this point.
In Carmichael, the first business is opened in the new Milagro Center on Fair Oaks Boulevard. That's the new public marketplace on Fair Oaks Boulevard near Marconi Avenue. What's happening there?
Speaking of beer, River City Brewing Company officially opened in the marketplace on Monday, months after closing their downtown plaza location. You know, Milagro has hosted a few events, but this is the first shop that's actually open for business there in the marketplace. We think the next thing to open there will be Mesa Mercado, which is a new concept from the owners of Tequila Museo Mayahuel in downtown Sacramento. Other tenants to come later include a new Insight Coffee Roasters location, a gelato shop, and a poke bar, which is a type of fish restaurant.
The Sacramento area is still reeling from several major closures in local shopping centers. The latest is Sports Authority, which is reportedly closing six Sacramento area stores. How's this all going to affect local retail?
Between Sports Authority and Sports Chalet, which is also closing, there are nine sporting goods stores closing in the Sacramento area, and altogether those stores cover 362,000 square feet, which is a huge hole. But a local commercial real estate broker told us that the space should fill up over the next 12 to 18 months, which does sound kind of like a long time, but you know, that's actually quicker than during the last recession. It still will be tough. You know, many retailers don't want those big spaces in the difficult brick and mortar climate right now for retail. You could probably expect some discount stores, some grocery stores, and gyms to fill many of these spaces. Those businesses are expanding in the current retail climate. And of course, some locations will be easier to fill than others. I mean, there's a wide spectrum of shopper demographics, desirability, and so on that factors in, you know, all these different locations that are closing. For instance, look at Sports Chalet and Country Club Plaza over in Arden Arcade off of Watt versus Sports Authority in Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone. The Folsom location will probably fill up much quicker and with a higher-end retailer than the Country Club Plaza space.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Christopher Arns with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.